It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Ricker.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up, we'll see how innovative transportation options in Milwaukee compare with other cities around the country.
First, recent shootings in Madison have highlighted an uptick in gang-related activity in the city. Gunfire outside a Madison mall over the weekend brought attention to what many people think of as a big city issue.
But police are quick to point out that gang activity isn't a new thing, and no city is immune from it. For more information about gangs and what can be done about them is Lester Moore. He's a neighborhood officer on Madison's east side, and he spent 10 years as a gang officer with the Madison Police Department. Officer Moore, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
Well, people might think of gangs as a big city problem. In Wisconsin, maybe we think of Milwaukee. What are some signs that there is gang activity in other places around the state, including in Madison?
Well, one of the things that you can see is by the increase of violence among young people today. You can see the way, if you look at television programs and movies, you can see that gangs and gang behavior is a popular theme in a lot of those shows. But mostly, if you are talking about young people, all you have to do is pay attention to social networking. The way that young people represent themselves and what they believe in on social networks will give you probably the biggest clue about how big the gang issue is. I mean, for a person that's not involved in investigating gangs or is not involved in the gang world, whether it's through intervention and prevention work, if you have absolutely no idea about gangs, I would say, looking into social networking will give you a good idea about how involved young people are in gang activity in the state.
I know this is a big question, but what is it about gangs that attracts young people? What draws young people in?
That is a question that everyone's been asking for many years. For the number of years I've been working gang since 2004, and that's always the big question. And I think that one of the things that I've seen, and, I'm a parent, and so it's kind of one of those things that whenever your kids are behaving outside the normal behavior, then that's something to think about. That's something to look at. Just, something other than normal. Our abnormal teenage behavior, as we know, of young people. But, things like defiant behavior at home and hanging out with a new crowd of friends and having wanting to be called by a different name other than their own. And if you just look at some of the stuff that they scribble on papers and getting into trouble at school for sticking up for other kids all the time, getting in fights at school for sticking up for other kids in unusual circumstances. Those are some of the things that I think you can look for that will point you toward maybe my child or a child that I know is involved in gang activity.
So when, say, a teen joins a gang, is that something that they're going to be affiliated with well into their adult years, or is it something that usually comes and then goes as they get older?
I think that's on a case-by-case basis. Each individual is different. I've seen kids that have been involved and then have gotten out of the gang lifestyle and gone on to be, productive people with kids and having a career. And I've seen other folks get involved and stay involved and well into the time that they become grandparents.
And the rumor, at least watching on popular culture, is that it's very dangerous to leave a gang. Is that true in real life?
I think that it is with certain groups. It depends on what group you're with and how, what their level of commitment for, keeping the gang together is. There's always that threat. There's always a threat. They have a saying in the gang world called blood in, blood out. So that means that you get initiated in and you get initiated out. And from what I've known from some of the more serious gangs, and even some of the, not so more serious gangs, the ones that are just starting, the initiation out is definitely more violent than the initiation in.
In many cities around the country, there are networks of gangs involved, not just in violence, but in drug dealing activity. Is that something you see, at least in the Madison community, an affiliation between gang and the drug trade?
Well, that was pretty common that, gang members would be involved in the drug trade. But, after, investigating and conducting, analysis of gangs and collecting intelligence on gangs. Not all gang members sell drugs. There are other things that gang members can do. And there's other things that gangs do to get money. There are robberies. There are home invasion type robberies. There's burglaries. And the new thing that we're seeing now is human trafficking. The trafficking of young girls. So that's a big thing that we're seeing gangs being involved in now in this state.
Well, I want to talk about some possible solutions. Let's start on the police side. What can a police department do to turn back the tide, try to keep gang activity down?
It's a very small slice of the pie that the police have. And when I say that, people always say, wow, gangs, it's criminal activity. And the definition of a gang is three or more people with a common identifying sign, similar name, whose members are either individually or collectively engaged in criminal activity. And so the criminal activity part of that is what separates, a criminal street gang from the Girl Scouts, it's the criminal activity piece. However, that's the part that the police address. And a lot of it is reactive. We react to what they do. But in Madison, we had developed a four-pronged strategy to deal with gangs, and that was intervention, prevention, suppression, and reentry. So intervention and prevention is talking to kids and parents and keeping kids from getting involved in gangs. And then kids who are involved in gangs, we need to get them out. And how do we do that? And then there's the suppression piece is which is our really big piece of the pie, just suppressing the activity, making it difficult for them to operate by taking away anonymity and knowing everyone that's involved and who they're connected to. And then the reentry part is people coming out of corrections, adults and juveniles coming out of corrections, trying to do better. How do we help them do better? This is a big strategy, and police can't do this alone. That's why we network with a lot of people in the community, from social workers to nonprofits like mentoring programs, like Mentoring Positives, other folks like Voices and Visions Beyond Bars, Nehemiah, organizations that help people coming out of the correctional system. So there's a lot, and that's just Boys and Girls Club. There's tons of people out there, and there's too many to name that have a piece of this neighborhood intervention program through Dane County. There's a lot of people who have a piece of this pie. That is called gang activity, and what you really want to do with gang activity is get to the root cause, and those root causes are poverty, I think lack of education, kids wanting to belong to something. How do we tackle that? And it's not something that the police can do alone. It's a community effort, even a religious community, and even someone's grandparents that want to get in and want to do some mentoring or develop some apprenticeships for young people to learn something different. Everyone can help with this problem. It's a community problem. It really is. But as far as police officers, what we do is we get out, we get to know who's doing what, and many times we intervene in a situation and keep it from happening. And then sometimes after that situation happens, we have enough relationships with community members and people that people trust us, and they come and tell us what's going on, and that helps us to quickly wrap up investigations when possible.
I wanted to ask more about that community side. If someone is living in an area, a neighborhood, they're concerned that, hey, it seems like there's starting to be some gang activity, what are some of the most useful things they can do to get involved in a positive way?
Well, they say that communities who communities where people have relationships with one another, that is the key to lowering violence in a community, because everyone knows everyone. So you kind of don't want to commit crime in a community where everyone knows you, So getting to know your neighbors and getting to know, people at that level that neighborhoods used to be, I think that's one of the keys that people can do. And people can be active in their neighborhood associations, looking out for one another and recognizing issues as they come up. And so, and when you have a concern, get a hold of someone that can help you. Whether it's your churches or your community programs or even your police department, so you can start coming up with ideas in order to deal with that issue.
And in Madison, where there have been some shootings lately in the papers, the department has cited flare-ups between gangs. How does the approach as a police officer change when we have this kind of flare-up between a gang that can lead to shootings or other violence?
You know, we're constantly, gangs are constantly evolving, so we're always working. We're always out there developing information and relationships with folks. So sometimes you can't prevent these things from happening. Many times, one of the programs that we do with the Madison Police Department, and it was an officer, Greg Rossetti, who actually originally started this, that home visit program where, you know, kids that were having problems in school or involved in violence, you know, from in the returning school year, we would go and do home visits with folks and, you know, kind of get to see where they live and kind of get to know their story about who they are and connect with parents and family members and people who are influential with those people, so that if we do have a problem, you know, we can talk to someone who has influence with that person, and maybe we can stop that problem before it happens. But once, you know, you have something that happens, it's about going out and getting it solved and identifying who's involved. And I think because of the relationships that the folks in the gang unit have been able to develop, and folks in neighborhoods have been able to develop, and even your patrol officers out there on the street have contacts with people that we can go and we can ask what's going on. And many times, if your relationship is great enough, people will call you when after something has happened, and sometimes before it happens, and let you know, hey, you know, I trust you. I just want to let you know this is going on. And, you know, and hopefully you can use this information. Information is the key to dealing with this on a police level, I think. You know, it's you never know when this one piece of information can be important. So we try to collect the information and use it the best way that we can to number one, deter. But, you know, once the situation has occurred, we'll use that information to try to conduct effective investigations and assist, our detectives and our districts to solve those crimes.
Officer Moore, thanks for joining us again today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
That was Officer Lester Moore of the Madison Police Department talking about what can be done to quell gang violence in Wisconsin communities.